You're listening to Tri-State's Public Radio News. For an entire 10-week term, some Knox College students give up Wi-Fi, dorms, and life at school. Their classes aren't in buildings, they're outside, and they do all of this willingly. Tri-State's Public Radio's Kate Mishkin follows those students into the woods.
This is junior Emma Downing. She's making art out of mud.
This is totally out of my comfort zone, which is really, really fun to do. Yeah. I think, funny enough, art's probably the hardest class for me here, just because of how much I don't know.
That's the concept during Green Oaks term. A dozen students are taken out of their comfort zone to live in the college's biological field station. The class is only offered once every 2 years. Each student has a place where they create art throughout the term. That's what they call it, a place. Emma's is about 5 minutes away from the house that the students live in throughout the term, in a clearing between the prairie and the woods. But it's still a trek up and down a few hills to get there. Around the mud, she's built a bridge out of logs she's nailed together. She's also wrapped yarn around the different trees. Art is one of the three classes Emma and the others take while they're at Green Oaks for the term. They also take classes in biology and geology 3 days a week. The other days, they go on field trips or work on their projects.
But one of the days is stewardship, so it's like kind of glorified yard work.
Yeah.
We're the wrong people to be talking to about stewardship. We're like the only two people that don't like it.
Yeah.
But you go out and, like, this was actually a cool day, but we made a trail going kind of towards my spot one day, or we'll go and cut down invasive species, which is super important. So, like, honeysuckle or autumn olive, we'll go and chop those down.
And last week we built an extension to the bridge, and that was really cool. It took a long time because I didn't really know how to use power tools,
but now
learning.
We know.
Yeah.
That second voice belongs to Morgan Matternum. Like Emma, Morgan's a junior. Her place is off Locust Trail. She calls it a monument to the past. She's inspired by the history of Green Oaks, and she's working on a tribute to log cabins and farmland. Green Oaks is only about 45 minutes from the college campus, but students say they're almost completely cut off from the world. Sometimes they're brought back to campus for speakers or for banquets, but usually they're sequestered in the woods.
Do you feel like you have a connection to, like, what's going on campus right now?
Absolutely not.
No.
I have no idea. Or in the world.
Yeah.
Emma's a biology major. A lot of students at Green Oaks have backgrounds in environmental science and biology. There are also anthropology, sociology, and creative writing majors. Morgan's major is in environmental studies and creative writing. She says her place has a narrative, so that ties in the creative writing experience. One of the professors at Green Oaks is Jim Mountjoy. He teaches biology. The course involves taking nature walks and looking at different trees, ferns, and birds. Green Oaks is 700 acres, and he'll be the first to admit that he's never seen the whole thing. Even though it's a diverse group, there's a type of student who often does Green Oaks term.
Just the sort of personality, hopefully, that enjoys this sort of experience, doing something different, outdoors, you know, being open to that sort of thing. It's as much a personality sort of characteristic that typifies the group as academics.
But classes are only one part of the equation. The students are also required to cook and clean for themselves. And Morgan says living in such a tight-knit community is sometimes a challenge.
That would be a lot easier to just have everybody cook and clean and live their lives, and we'd all get along and also, like, learn and do our classes. But there are a lot of things I didn't realize. I realized that people process things in different ways and deal with things in different ways, and that is not always compatible with how you deal with things or how you feel about things.
Both Emma and Morgan say they often have to think about how their actions affect the people they live with. Sometimes that's hard. They don't always get to keep in touch with their families or friends either.
Yeah, people don't understand. My best friend was going to try to road trip out to see me for my birthday, and she was like, oh wait, you're in the woods? No one really understands what's going on here, which is kind of hard.
Yeah.
Still, they say it's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience. It's nice to get away from the rhythm of college and to just lay in the prairie or read a book by the campfire. The students spend a lot of time drawing and singing and talking to one another. But some of them miss things in Galesburg, like the downtown coffee house.
And, like, there are some days where I just wish I could go to the Beanhive and I could just, you know, kind of be away. But then other days I wake up and I just feel so lucky to be here. And I get to go outside and there's prairie over here, a forest over here, there's a lake. Like, I'm not going to get this any other time in my life.
It's hard to escape sometimes. But that's why Emma likes her place. It gives her somewhere to go and think or create something. And even when it's raining, she'll take rain walks out to her swampy place. I'm Kate Mishkin, Tri-State's Public Radio News.